The COVID relief package that President Trump signed this weekend includes $15 billion for live music and theater venues. And that means some of the people who run bars, theaters, and music halls here in Vermont have a new sense of hope that they will eventually be able to reopen. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
All right, let's see here. Key.
So we go to the third floor, guys.
Next Stage Arts moved into an historic church in Putney about 10 years ago. And even after they renovated the building and put in a state-of-the-art theater, they kept the church bell up in the tower. They didn't know it at the time, but it turns out that it's handy to have a church bell to ring during a pandemic. Keith Marks is the director here at Next Stage, and he said they started ringing the bell back in the spring when people around the world were banging pots and singing to honor healthcare workers. Mark says as the pandemic wore on and on, they kept ringing it every night at 8 o'clock.
The bell is an auditory reminder for the community that we're here and we're here to serve them, and we are a beacon of light during this time.
Like a lot of arts organizations, Next Stage tried hosting virtual events during the pandemic. And Mark says that while people were thankful for the connection, there's no substitute for being in an audience and experiencing live music or theater together.
Live arts, the living arts, have been absent from people's lives, and I think that has been the real realization, that the vitality and sense of connectivity that we are able to experience collectively is missing when we're not able to gather. And I think that we are more connected to one another than we previously thought.
The performing arts were not eligible for some of the funding in the original stimulus bill in March. Arts venues across the state are hoping this new round of funding will allow them to survive while they continue experimenting with virtual performances. Higher Ground partnered with the Department of Tourism and Marketing to offer a series of concerts with high-profile artists like Nico Case and Grace Potter. And the Flynn Center recently announced the hiring of a new director, even after laying off about a third of its staff earlier this year. The Save Our Stages Act was introduced in the House by Congressman Peter Welch. Welch said the money will hopefully allow these arts organizations to survive and get ready for when we all can return to attending live performances.
All of those wonderful organizations and small businesses, nonprofits, all those ones that we have in Barrie, that we have in White River Junction, that we have in Burlington, that we have in Rutland, Paramount Theater, we need those to be there when we get to the other side, because they are so essential in the quality of local community life.
Robin Johnson owns the Stone Church in Brattleboro, and during a normal week, he might have a punk band, a heavy metal act, and then a bluegrass outfit, each filling his hall with enthusiastic listeners. Johnson did some work for the nationwide group that lobbied Congress to support the Save Our Stages Act.
We are like the worst business model for the pandemic. We're talking about pulling people in from far away, sticking them in a small room together and getting sweaty and close. So we shouldn't be open now. And it was our argument that we'll do our part and stay closed, and the government does its part and helps us to remain solvent while we have to stay closed.
A Brookings Institute report found that Vermont's arts economy lost more than $200 million in sales between April and July and was among the hardest-hit arts sectors in the country. At the Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph, Executive Director Karen Dillon says the group lost about half its revenue as the year comes to a close. Dillon hopes the new round of federal funding will help them bridge the gap until they can get back to indoor programming. Because if a performing arts center like the Chandler closes, the loss is felt throughout the community.
We attract tourists. We attract people from other parts of Vermont. Like, it keeps people coming to this community, and that's something that I think every small community that has a performing arts venue can say. Like, the performing arts venue is maybe the anchor that brings in some economic resources that wouldn't normally come to that community.
And so Dylan says the Chandler will apply for the federal aid to get through this winter and make sure they're ready to fill the seats whenever this long nightmare is over.
I'm really hopeful. And even earlier this week, I might have said, I don't know. it's 50-50. Now I'm feeling really optimistic that we can get there. So I'm excited. I think people have missed being together in a way that's going to be really exciting when we can all come back together and explore, you know, where we live and meet our neighbors, all the things that we haven't been able to do this year. People are going to be eager to do that on the other side.
A spokesman for Congressman Welch says the program will be run by the Small Business Administration. He said details about how the money will be dispersed and when are still being worked out. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.